today's gospel, we hear about the yoke of Jesus being easy and his burden being light. I think when we ask, what is the yoke and burden that Jesus asks us to carry? The answer really is, it is this law of self-gift, or the law of love, which has been written into our nature. Which is to say, as the gospel tells us, that only in losing our life for the sake of Jesus, for the sake of others, do we actually find fulfillment and happiness in life. When we consider that taking upon ourselves the yoke and burden of Jesus really means following in the path of discipleship, of living the way he lived, we also then see that there is a connection between taking on his yoke of serving others and, of course, even of suffering, because that is the path that the Lord himself walked. I think when we put it in that context, we can also then say, well, how is it that his yoke and burden are easy? Because suffering and challenges in life, sometimes being of service to others, those things we don't necessarily always find all that easy. So where is the expression coming from? Well, I think there's two primary answers to that. And the first one really comes from the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, when he tells us to lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. When we look at who has created these things, we also have to look at ourselves and we say, well, God is the one who created us, and he is the one who has placed in us what our nature, what our purpose in life is all about, and where our perfection in life is going to lie. And because our perfection lies in living in communion with him, who is the God of perfect love, then it means that the only way we're going to find fulfillment, peace, rest, and happiness in life is if we strive with all our heart to live the love of God that has been manifested to us by Jesus. And the second answer, I think, really lies in the fact that far from suffering being a burden, which of course it is, but it's also in a way an amazing opportunity for us to share in the victory of Jesus. Now, if you consider, if you gave somebody who was, let's say, a hockey fan or a football fan, a chance to be part of a team that won a Stanley Cup or that won a Super Bowl, even if they were just holding a clipboard on the sideline, but at the end of the day they would get their name engraved on the Stanley Cup or they would get their Super Bowl ring, many fans would say, we would do anything to get on that sideline and be a part of that winning team, to be a part of a championship. You know, for us, Jesus Christ on the cross and his victory over sin and death and his resurrection, he has won the greatest victory of all. The victory over sin and death that opens up the pathway to eternal life. To be in life in the midst of striving to be of service to other people. And that is something where we are ultimately going to find a great amount of rest, fulfillment, perfection in life, because the Lord is there with us, carrying that cross along with us and allowing us to share and participate and even contribute in this victory that he has won over sin and death. And this ultimately is what we were created for. And so, my brothers and sisters, and today as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would always strive to live under the yoke of Jesus. We would always strive to live this law of gift in our lives, to give ourselves for the love of God and the love of others. And that in the midst of any hardships or sufferings that we encounter, that we would see it not merely a burden, but a great opportunity to contribute and share in the Paschal victory of Jesus Christ.